Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, I've just been vindicated. That's all I have to say about that.
How have you been vindicated?
At least one person on social media.
That's all it takes.
That's really... Well, I don't see anybody on social media arguing your side of the fence. So until I see that,
okay.
It's Nick Wilson 1, Jason Lloyd 0.
Why don't we just send cartons and cases of champagne to the Browns so that every Sunday when they win a game... When Kevin addresses the team, they can just pop champagne and spray it all over each other because they're one game closer to a championship.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Because,
why?
Why? Because they don't do it when they make the playoffs. But if you said
they're one step closer to a championship.
When they clinch a playoff spot, if we did a little celebration, a little do-si-do, I'd be okay with it.
Teams would mock them in the NFL. Any team that celebrated clinching a playoff spot with a champagne celebration in the NFL would be mocked.
So you're celebrating toxic masculinity. Is that what I'm understanding?
No, I'm celebrating not winning anything.
I mean, it is an accomplishment. So you keep talking about winning something. It is an accomplishment.
Okay.
Did you just yada, yada, yada making the playoffs?
I mean, what did you win? You didn't win anything.
Yes, you did. You won enough games to then go to the playoffs.
Okay, great.
So you have a chance to do something
when
more.
You win something, then you can celebrate.
So it's just one round.
Again,
is
why
it one
doesn't
round, one
any
game?
Other sport do this? No other sport does this.
That's their problem. That's not baseball's problem. You're reverse engineering something that isn't there. Go talk to baseball and football why they're so toxic. They can't enjoy the nice wine spritzer of a celebration. Because, you know, that champagne's not, I mean, champagne's like the lightest form of alcohol there is out there. I said alcohol really weird there. But, like, I mean, if they were doing belly shots off Stephen Vogt,
you know,
I'd probably...
You know what? I'll allow the water bottle celebration. I'll allow that. That's different.
All right. We're gonna write that in the bylaws.
That's fine.
Instead of the Art Modell rule, this is the Jason Lloyd rule.
Like, you know, when the coaches first win and they dump water on them, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. When you start getting champagne and goggles and cigars, like you just really accomplished something, absolutely not.
Are you okay? Like, do I need to get the couch out here? We'll do a little maybe a little past life regression therapy.
I don't think this is that controversial. Like, Wait until you win something to actually celebrate.
I mean, you are just taking L's left and right here. Thomas, I agree, Manzardo the Gardo is an awesome nickname. Social media reactions on X, powered by Cleveland's Premier Jewelry Store. And then Mike saying, Nick, you are so correct. He actually said so correct. There was a second so in there about this playoff celebration. These sticks in the mud, that's you, by the way, forgot what it's like to have joy in their lives. That's incredibly personal. And he said, funny daddy bastards can't see it. I have plenty of joy in my life. Will you self-assess as a funny daddy bastard?
I have plenty of joy in my life. Fedor, I smile all the time.
Fedor, like 3 weeks ago, it might have been 4 weeks ago, I don't know, time's a flat circle, said that I was the snootiest hillbilly he'd ever met.
That's quite a,
and it was so right. Yeah, but it was spot on. He's 100% right. I am the snootiest hillbilly in Northeast Ohio. And so that went right into the Twitter bio there. So just in case you want, you can do the funny
snootiest hillbilly.
The funniest, duddiest bastard. I think people using regular season games versus regular season games to gear up the excitement for Cleveland for the playoffs, I think are missing the ever loving point. I think it would not surprise me if the Guardians fever thing takes over here as soon as the first round of the playoffs. And I think back to 2016 in that Boston series where nobody thought that the stakes were going to be that high. You had already won the championship. And, oh, by the way, that game one in Boston when Beto hit the home run is one of the loudest reactions I've ever seen in baseball.
Yeah, but the Browns weren't doing anything in 2016.
That's fair.
Cavs season was over. They were still nursing the hangover from that parade, and the Browns were abysmal in 2016. So if the Browns are good, it is going to be a fight for oxygen. The Browns are always command the room. Doesn't matter what else is going on.
But I do think, though, so I understand, and I actually agree with the general principle, but I don't think that having a Browns home game opposite a Guardians playoff game is going to choke the oxygen away. No. I think both are going to be great environments.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, I mean, what made the 90s so special was the Browns were not here. That's mm-hmm. what made baseball here so just unbelievable. It was like shot out of a cannon. You get a new stadium and the team takes off and nobody saw it coming. And it was this awesome mixture of events that just led to the greatest sellout streak we had ever seen. Obviously, those days are gone. But I just if I don't want to say if the wheels fall off the Browns, because I don't think that they will. But if the Browns are, what are we 6 weeks away from that? If they're 5-1, people are going to be very connected to what's going on the lakefront, and it's going to be hard for the Guardians to get oxygen out of that.
So I think.
But if you win the first round,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I think what's interesting, because I think you're right talking about the Browns' success here, but we're kind of talking about the Guardians' success in a vacuum. Which is, at what point does the drum beating get as loud? Because I'll be honest with you, it wasn't consistent in the 2016 World Series. Like, to start that series, it was the biggest thing that had ever happened to Cleveland because they just won the championship. And by the time that series ended, that was a home game for Chicago here.
Yeah.
So like I wonder like what, because I think some of this is just belief. I think we're so conditioned to believe the Guardians and Cleveland baseball won't win a World Series that I do think that goes against the Guardians, even though that's not something you can control.
Maybe, I actually feel like probably for the first time since 2016-17, I feel like this team absolutely can win a World Series. I've thought that all year since May.
There's can, and there's like what percentages can.
I think a very good chance. I'm all in on this team because of their bullpen, because that's how you win in baseball today, is with a dominant bullpen.
I just need to see either Naylor or Kwan. If you get Naylor or Kwan anywhere back close to who they are at their peak,
yeah,
with Hosey, with Manzardo the Gardo, with Angel Martinez, with all these other guys pitching in, I think that's enough. If two of your three best hitters are not producing, I just feel like you're going to run into a rut where you can't get runs, because the young guys are the guys that typically disappear early in the playoffs before they figure out the playoff pressure.
I couldn't remember the 2022 Brown season, because just a couple years ago, It very much was a Guardians town, and they captured the city for the month of October with that run that they had. And I just went back and looked, and the Browns were pretty much 0 for October. They won on Halloween, but they lost they lost four straight in October. So I just think that I don't want to say that the Guardians need the Browns not be successful to have airspace, because I don't necessarily think that that's true. But I think if they need to win their first round series, if the Guardians win their first round series, I think people will buy all the way in.
216-474-0092. At what point does Guardians baseball eclipse Browns football? 81% of people saying winning a division in baseball is worth post-game champagne celebration in the locker room.
That's fine. That's 81% of people that are wrong. It's happened before.
That's 90 votes in there if you guys want to vote
90.
There.
You're counting your 90 votes.
I realize you swim in rarefied air over there, but we're quite
what
thankful
does that mean?
For the. Well, you're miss. What's the requisite amount of votes before you will
more
you will
than 90?
So 91 can make me be a D about
can,
it.
Can we get to 500? Can we get to 500?
Well, at 923 the fan, go ahead and vote on that, and we'll see at what point.
I'm
going
to go vote. First time in my life, I'm going to go vote.
I'm spiked. I
love it. Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.